Okay, we left yesterday with a side issue. In our sugya, but hayais, it's a yediyah nechutza. I'd like to spend some time reviewing some of the rules of grama and garmi. The issue in our Gemara was when the Marikama Tainis Hasheni Nayakli Yereshik Hasheni. The same Meister Shahaya Kachaya, you asked me we should buy it from him. And I knew that he's a thief. He's selling it Shalai Kadim. And I thought, PK, and I told you, buy it from him. And I knew that I'm going to cause you a hefsid. And Kolzeh, it's, it's really my field. So the question was, when he gives this type of advice, whether that's something that it shares to be mechayef. So the truth is that some of you time it, that maybe it's takas chayef to pay. Maybe he is chayef to pay, and our Gemara, having it in Torah, who gets the field? Whether he has to pay him money, alright, so he'll pay him the money. It could be right. It could be that he is chayef to pay. That's gufa, what we're going to be done today, whether he is chayef to pay or whether he's not chayef to pay. The rules of Grom and Garmi, not all the rules, but the rules that they pertain to our sugya. I mentioned to you yesterday that in Simeon Kuf Chav Tes Sif Beis, Rama brings Chiddush Din, that if you ask me whether you should lend money to Pliny, whether Pliny is a reliable person to pay, whether he's able to pay, and I tell you something that makes you lend him the money, and it turns out what I told you was inaccurate, that I told you he has resources with which to pay, and it's not true. So Rama says that I have to pay. That if I gave you that advice, and it was inaccurate at the time, if at the time it was accurate, later he lost money, then I didn't do anything wrong. The question is, if at the time it was inaccurate, when I told you he has money, he didn't have money, when I told you he's reliable, he was already a person who had a track record of not lending money, of not paying back money, in such a case, I have to pay for giving you the advice. Now, the Shach says that that's because of Dina de Garmi. The Ramah is not clear. The Ramah doesn't say the word Garmi. The Ramah says you have to pay Ki'ilu Nis'arev Lai. It's as if you're an Arev, as if you're a guarantor. And it's not clear to me if the Ramah means to say a reason that has nothing to do with Garmi, or if the Shach and the Ramah agree that it's Garmi. I'm not sure how to touch up the Ramah. The Ramah says Kilu Misar of Loi. The Shach clearly says that it's a case of Garmi similar to Maridin L'Shulchan. Now the rules of Garmi are complicated, but there's one part of Garmi which is clear, and we called that last year Hoitzi Eitzoi Saltiv. If you spend money on my say-so, that's a garmi according to everybody. Meaning, the simple example is, I call you up and I tell you, draw me a ksuba for my chasid, or build me a piece of custom furniture that's good for me. And you do it, you spend money, you get a professional to draw up a ksuba, or to make a piece of furniture. Now, most furniture, if I don't buy it, someone else will buy it. But let's say it was a type of thing that's just for me. And you spend money to make it. And later I say, you know, I changed my mind. I don't want it. I didn't do a kinyan. I don't have to pay you. I just called you. I said, make it for me. If I call you and I say I want to buy something and I change my mind, you can't force me to buy it without some type of kinyan. So, I want to change my mind. I don't want to take it. L'chaira, you're out the money. You're stuck. So for that, there's the cloud that Hoitzei Etzois Al Piv is considered a garmi. That's a Shimon the Gimel, Ches. That Hoitzei Etzois Al Piv is a garmi. And if I told you to say Kli Pliny, that's the case there, make this and this for me, and later on I don't want it, I still have to pay you for the hezek that I caused you, that you spent money on. We had a similar case from Eben Ezer, Simin Nun, where it said that if a couple gets engaged and they make a suda of art in honor of the engagement, and then one side backs out, if they both agree to back out, so no one has tied the tangles one or the other. But let's say one side backs out, the other side is willing to go ahead with it, and one side gets cold feet and backs out. So the Shulchan Aruch says that they have to pay back the other side if the other side spent money on making Sudas HaTenoim, on making of art, they have to reimburse them because of Garmi. Right? That they told them, I'll marry a daughter. So the other side made of art. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you only have to pay, you know what it says, you only have to pay according to the normal expenditures that normal people make for such an occasion. Which in New York City is impossible to figure out because there's such a spread in what people spend on avart. Some people make it in the house, they order some candy and chocolate. Some people make it in the place and they spend a lot of money. Some people get photographers, and so I don't know. I don't know how somebody was shot set up today. But v'shtein shulchan aruch and Eben Ezer Simenon is that's called hotzei tzoyis apiv. Even though you never said, I never said make of art. I never said get a photographer. I never said have candy. But if that's the normal thing to do, if that's the normal way it's done, that's called hotzei tzoyis apiv. And you have to reimburse him, just like if you order a keli and he doesn't make it. The same thing, such a thing is also considered to be hotzei tzoyis apiv. He spent money based on his say-so. That's a form of garmi, which would seem to be similar to the garmi of that we're talking about. Hotzei tzoyis apiv. You asked me, should I buy the field? I asked you if I should buy the field. You told me, spend the money. That's hotzei tzoyis apiv. However, there's a kasha on the klal of hotzei tzoyis apiv. There's a kasha from a sugya that's in two places in Shas. I believe one of them is Amaycha Peris. Amaycha Peris b'chadei, right? V'zaran v'leit samchu. The beginning of the sixth perek has a case where you come into my store and I sell seeds. And I sold you seeds and you planted them and they don't grow. Not every seed grows. Not every seed is capable of growing a plant. So the seeds that I sold you were not capable of growing. So if you told me that you wanted for planting, I could tie them. I sold you. I thought you were going to eat them. If they're seeds that could be eaten. Let's say you told me, Beferish, you need seeds to plant. And I sold you seeds that are not, nothing could grow. So you went to your field, you plowed your field, you planted your field, you watered your field, you fertilized your field, and garnished, and nothing grew. So you come back to me and you say, you sold me seeds that don't work. So the halacha is, if you told me you plan to plant them, I have to pay you back the cost of the seeds. I have to reimburse you. It's a mekartos. You bought seeds for planting. So you came, you spent $100 on seeds. I sold you seeds that are unsuitable. It's like I sold you sour milk. It's not usable. It's a mekartos. I give you back your $100. If you tell me $100 for the seeds, I spent thousands of dollars plowing the field, planting the field, fertilizing the field, and watering the field. You cause me a hefsid, all of that money. So the halacha is that that's not a garmi. That I don't have to pay you. It's in a adam, I'm not mechuyev to pay you. It's a drama. I caused you a hefsid. But as far as garmi, that's not a garmi. And again, I'll just repeat one last time what I told you yesterday. Grama and garmi, taich is exactly the same. Just we use the language garmi for a type of grama, which is chayeh b'dinei adam. And we use the language grama for something that's pata b'dinei adam. It's not just we, the Gemara uses the lashon. So planting the seeds is a case, the Shulchan Aruch says, of grama, not of garmi. So here, we have a problem. What's the difference between the case of a chassan who gets engaged, and double say, make me a vart, and they go and they make a vart, and that's called hoitzei tzoris al piv. That's called hoitzei tzoris al piv. I didn't tell you. It's normal. Normal thing is, a person gets engaged and you make a vart. So I do have to pay you back. Why is that different than when I sell you seeds? It's also normal. If you buy seeds for planting, it's normal that you plow and you plant and you water and you fertilize. My nafkamina. Why, in the case of the vart, that's called hoitzei tzoris al piv and it's a garmi? And why, in the case of the seeds, it's not. But this is a difficult question, which surprisingly you would think the Mefarshei HaShulchan Aruch would answer, but we don't find in the Rishonim that they should explain the difference between Hoitzei Tzoris Al Piv and this case.
How long should they do that for the vart? How long should they do that?
Whatever is normal, spend on a vart. Assuming they made a normal vart, so you have to pay him back. Seed case, well, for the seeds itself, it's a mekachtos, I have to give you back your money. But for the expenses, I have to pay zero. So I have to pay nothing. I hoitzei tzoris al piv. So this is a problem. I'll tell you the arsameas mehaloch. Not the Paskin Halachis, and there could be there are others that answer differently, but the one clear teretz that I know is Dar Sameach, who gives a geder in Hoitzei Tzoris Al Piv, and that geder will impact our sunyah. For Sameach's klal is that you only say Hoitzei Tzoris Al Piv if I told someone, or I implied to someone, to spend money for me, on my behalf, to benefit me, to be mahanami. Hoitzei tzoris al piv is chayiv. When I cause someone to spend money for me, I told them I want a keli, I want a ksuba. Whatever is being done for me. It's being done for him too. He has a business, he wants to make money on it. Nobody does anything just for other people. Everyone has his motive. But my telling you was something that I would benefit from. If a chassan gets engaged, and it's a medina where it's normal to make a certain type of vart, that vart is for him. Now it's for her also. But it's for him as well. The hoitzois are being spent avurai. The geder of Hoitzei Tzoris Al Piv is when the money is spent for him. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva, Kuf Lamed Hei, where he writes out the klolim of Hoitzei Tzoris Al Piv. His case that he was asked had to do, someone ordered something, and the person got it, he wasn't happy with it. He didn't time to make a toss. He said, I don't want it. I think it was dried fruits, so yeah, Paris Yvesha. And the shaila was if he has to pay shipping charges. So he returned it. Whatever was sent to him, he returned. The other person said, pay me back my shipping charges. The cost me money to send it to you. So Rabbi Akiva Eger said that you're chayiv. You're chayiv to reimburse him. Vaita, why? Because whatever money you spent shipping it was for me. You shipped it to me. You shipped it for me. That's Hotzei Tzoris Achiv. That's the gedder of Hotzei Tzoris Achiv.
You're asking
me, Laura, I have a reason. Good. Okay. Hold on. You're right. If we go with this, so that explains by the seeds why you're potter. When I sell you seeds, you didn't plow and plan on my behalf. You plowed and you plowed and planted for your own good. That's true. It's a normal thing to do. I give you seeds. You normally plant. But there, I'm potter. Even though I caused it to happen, it's a grumman, it is, I did cause it. But it doesn't fall into the category of Hotzei Tzoris Achiv that I'm mechuyev al pi halacha to reimburse you because you didn't do it for me, you did it for yourself. This is the Arsameach Teretz Tiena Kasha. According to this klal of the Arsameach, in our Gemara, Hotzei Tzoris Achiv would be potter. I told you buy the field. You came over to me and you asked me advice. I said buy the field. When you spent the money on the field, you spent it for your sake. You spent it for your good. If you spent it for your good, so l'chayr is not Hotzei Tzoris Achiv. Here there's a twist. Because here, really, I told you to spend it for my good. Right? Harishin Karshali Hasheni Nechemin. So here, it's a funny case. Here, I'm telling you, buy the field. You're buying it for your good, because you want to have the field. My intention really is for my good. I'm telling you buy the field because I want you to buy the field. The reason is kashuli. So Ramesha writes, he's not sure if this fits into Garmi or Grama. He asked why Ramesha doesn't write what a suffix is. He says maybe it's Garmi, maybe it's Grama. Here we could see it's sort of an in-between case. I don't know if Ramesha holds up there some ass clown. But assuming that we're going to go with our Sameach Klal, the case here would be somewhere in between. It's a case of Hotzei Tzoris Achiv, but it's somewhere in between whether that's called Hotzei Tzoris Achiv Bishvilai. I mean, he didn't do it Bishvilai, he did Bishvil Atzma. We could see the two stadim in Hotzei Tzoris Achiv. Now, this is the klal that I'd like you to know. It's important. There's certain ideas that people are very confused about. And Garmi Groma is a confusing issue. Hotzei Tzoris Achiv at least is a little more clear. And the ideas that we spoke about are clear ideas. The question only is, going back to two cases that are hard, is first of all the Ramah. I asked you, should I lend money to Pliny? And you told me, yeah, he's a rich guy, you can lend him money, he has plenty of money. Turns out he's not a rich person. Am I mechuyev to pay you or not? Now, is that Hotzei Tzoris Achiv? What should be by the rules of Hotzei Tzoris Achiv? If I tell you he's wealthy, you can lend him money. You're not spending the money for me. You're not doing it for me. It would seem that it should be potter according to the rules of Hotzei Tzoris Achiv. It would seem that it shouldn't be. Now, if you say kilu nisarav loy, like the Ramah, that he's an ariv, okay. Maybe it's such a halacha that if you cause someone to lend, you're an arbiter. But the Shach says it's Garmi, it doesn't seem to fit very well with the rule of Garmi. And the Shach compares it to the case of Shulchani. What's the case of Shulchani? The case of Shulchani is a case where I go to the Shulchani with a coin. I ask him, is this real silver? He's an expert. He checks it. He says, yeah, it's real silver. I accept it. Later we find out it's really metal. It's not silver. It's only worth a fraction of what I thought it was worth. The Shulchani has to pay me back. Does that fit with the rule of Hayitzei Salpiv? The Shulchani tells me, accept it for whom? Accept it for yourself. Not accept it for me. The Shulchani has no gain. The Sameach's rule is it's only Garmi if I tell you to spend money for my benefit. The Shulchani didn't tell him, spend it for my benefit. So, what? Okay. So the case of the Matbeya is true. And the Achroinim struggle to explain. I shouldn't say struggle, they all give explanations. But there's not one straight explanation, and neither Todd. They explain what they say is such a lashon that when a Shulchani tells you this is silver, he's causing you a hefsid biyadayim, because he's sort of taking your thing and turning it into something counterfeit. As soon as he says that this is silver, he's taking your metal and making it silver, even though it's not yours yet. You're just accepting it. But you took it, he's changing it. That's the lashon they use.
Taking his payment.
Yeah. There's no question of a hefsid. The question is if it fits into the rules of Garmi.
He's being garmi. He
gets
nothing on. Maybe he gets
garmi. The question is not garmi. The question is garmi. The question is he causing a hefsid that is chai b'dinei adam or a hefsid that is not chai b'dinei adam? Now, today we only learned that hoitzi yetzer hasafid is chayiv. That's one type of garmi that's chayiv. That does not stim with the regular rule of Haiti Yitzayis Apiv. So it would have to fit some other rule of Garmi, which is Yitachin. Certainly it fits to Gemara.
So,
but that's not the point. The point is what he's causing is why he's causing a Grama or a Garmi. What type of cause Hefsid is it? What kind of Mazik is it? Now, if he has to give back the money he was paid to check it, Avad has to give back. But the question is, when it caused the hefsid, is that enough to be chayav?
Like the first guy who's selling it, he's only wrong. I mean, this time the person can't go and get it back because that's only wrong.
The one who gave him the medal, if you find him, you can get it back.
You could? Why?
If someone gives you a counterfeit $20 bill, you can go back to him and you can go back and give it back to him. He has to reimburse you. It's always a problem. That was the first time I ever had a shayla, aloch lemaisa, bari v'shema, was taka somebody in the yeshiva, who said that they got a counterfeit, I don't remember which bill, it was a $50 bill, I don't remember, from a store. And he said that they gave him change, and then if he went to the bank, they would have taken it away from him, but wherever he found out it was counterfeit. So he went back to the store and he told them he gave me a counterfeit $50 bill. The store owner was a firm yid. He said, listen, I don't print counterfeit $50 bills. If I gave you a $50 bill as counterfeit, it means I got it and I gave it. I don't know. I don't know if I did or I didn't. So the shayla was, what's the din? What's halach in such a case? If you go into a store and you're positive, you got this $50 bill, and later on you go to another store and they take their they take this pen and they make a line on it and they tell you it's counterfeit. So you go back to the store and you tell them, I got it from you, I'm positive. And he says, maybe you did, I don't know. What's it in? What? Are you allowed to smuggle out? Bari v'shama, that's Mamish Mr. Gemara's case. Bari v'shama, I'm a bari that I got it from you of counterfeit. And you're a Shema if you gave it to me. So we pass him. How do we pass him the Bar of Shema? Huh? Bari Adif, only for a Mulzik, not to be Maitzi. We paskin that Bari Vishama, the Bari is Adif only for a Mulzik, not for a Maitzi. Can't be Maitzi Mama. So therefore, you can't even, it's entirely a lose. Unless you take David's Eitz and you smuggle out. What? So you go and you take out the $50 worth of merchandise, and then you're not a crook. You tell them the next day, listen, yesterday I shoplifted $50 worth of merchandise. Let's go to Din Torah. And then you're a Mosek, and then Barei B'Shem, you'll win. Okay. So, okay, that's a side issue anyway. So that's something about counterfeit bills. But getting back to our sugya. So again, we have the rule of Hoytzeitzeis up here. According to that rule, the way there are some Ashkels are back, our Gemara is a Grama, not a Garmi. Sitochin, I don't know. There are Moshe Safik, if it's a Grama or Garmi, is Mesupik in this cloud, because our Gemara is an in-between case. It could be that that's his Safik. Maybe it's not, I don't know. But Lamais, it's a Safik. As far as the case of Shulchani, it has to go with other Klalim. And it's a strange thing that nowhere in Shas does it say the klolim of Grama and Garmi the way we pass them. It doesn't say. In Shas, there are six or seven cases of Garmi, and then we try to figure out the rule based on the six and seven cases. So that's why the Rambam has one shita, what the rule is, the Ramban has a second shita, and the Rosh has a third shita, and the Ritzbah, Taisus, B'Shem, the Ritzbah, Grada and Bavabas, in the first parak, says, stop trying to figure out the rule. He says, Garmi, there are no rules. Garmi is a knas derabanan, and these six or seven cases, they cancel. And anything similar to these six or seven cases, and anything else is grama and it's potter. That's his thing. What? This manazeh, according to the shachimi. We're definitely done. Dina the Garmi is manazeh. It's not a knas derais. It's a takana derabana, which we are. The knasas that are knasas manatoy. The right Torah shtog of that knasas kefil. We're not done. But the knasas derabana we are. The shach paskins like the ritzbah. The shach paskins like the ritzbah that there are no klolim and has to fit the case. Now, Akoponim, this is a smattering of the rules of Garmi. Again, what's Negeya, the way I would analyze our Sugya, is the Arsameas, the rules of Hoytzeitzeis Alpiv, and the Arsameas Klal. That's one segment of the rules, which Grada, everyone is Maida. The Rambam, the Ramban, the Rosh, and the Ritzbah, all Maida, Hoytzeitzeis Alpiv. It's one of the cases that everyone agrees is Chayiv. It's a Klora case in Gemara, it's a Klora case in Shulchan Aruch. And at least these ideas in Garmi you should have. If you want to remember that we discussed it last year, I had mentioned to you Anida, which we're not going to spend time, but just people remember the stories. I had a maisa with someone who ordered a kitchen, remember? Somebody ordered a kitchen cabinet, and the guy who and it cost a lot to install it. And he sent him the kitchen cabinet, and the person who installed it came. One cabinet didn't fit. He spent time trying to make it fit. I don't know exactly how he spent time making things fit. And it didn't work. And the installer left. And they called. They said, you're right, I'll replace it. And he was Teveya. The homeowner was Teveya. The kitchen cabinet place, the place of Barabar. He's Teveya him, you should pay me for the new installation. Because I was Hoytzeitzeis Alpicha. You gave me cabinets. And the whole thing is that I get cabinets, I install them. So I spent money installing it, including, because it didn't fit, I didn't pay this guy any less money. Right? You must tell me you worked harder. You have to work harder if it doesn't fit than if it does fit. So he worked harder. And he wanted money for it. But based on the Arsameach, once again, he's entitled to money. Huh? Based on the Arsameach, he's not entitled to money. Because he didn't do it for himself. He did it for someone else. All right, these cases are frequent court cases, and Grada, I had a this year similar nidain where somebody was tavea someone else. He sold him. It was somebody who owns the Concord. The owner of Concord and Eden, same owner. He bought. He had his entire with a supplier. He bought something with which to wax the floor. It's incredible how much money these places spend to keep the floor. Some places spend more, some places spend less. You can tell, but they spend a lot of money on a finish for the floor to keep the floor shining. And the person had sent them a finish, and which was supposed to be better. And for whatever reason, it's a complicated part of the hard thing to figure out why this finish doesn't work well in a place that has that type of traffic. And he was tevea him, not only he wanted money back for the finish, but he wanted money back for the money he spent trying to make it good. What he uses is polyurethane, which is really dangerous. He only lets Mexicans work with it. He doesn't let Yidden work with it. It's a polyurethane floor all the time, isn't that? The fumes are very dangerous. But he wanted to switch to something that's not so bad. And so it was today. I was the same mamish. After they walked out, I turned. It was just the two of us, his rav, and I'm the rav of one person, and he himself has a rav. I turned to him. I told him it's Samech HaPeris, this case. Mamish, the case of the seeds. We sell someone's seeds. So to reimburse them for the seeds is one thing, but to get paid for the planting is mamish the same case. Mamish the same case. Okay, Akoponim, let's see Gemara Vaita. I wanted to finish because all these sidetracks prevent you from having what to do for a Seder. So I'd like to try, there are two more Maisim with Rava here. And the first one is a relatively easy. Omar, by the way, I didn't mean to imply that anybody should look to have a Vart where they spend money. Much better off. When I hear that people are fighting over how fancy the Vart should be, I wonder, you know, what they're going to be fighting of a few months from now. So I think I mentioned to you last year that I have two married sons, and so far we haven't made a Vart for either one, and they're happily married. Baruch Hashem. And if the other side would have wanted, we would have made. Don't get me. It would have been made, but you know, two for two so far. Now I'm waiting for a kid that'll tell me he doesn't need a chasna, just chuppah and shine. And okay, let's see Gemara. Who do amalei lechaver? Second wide line. My boy is behayara. What are you doing in this land? Amalei meplan yezavinta v'achalte shnei chazaka. Amalei plan yegazlan lehu. You could predict already the next line, right? He said plan yezagazlan. Amalei v'isli sadi to osis borata v'amut lizabna nehelim. I have Adam that you came to me last evening, or one evening, and you said, buy it for me. Now, who said, buy it for me? Who's the one that said, buy it for me? Anybody? Who said, buy it for me? Huh? Who's the one that wanted to buy it? Let's try the Gemara. I don't know, I think it's a trick question. The way the Rashbam learns, the Mare Kama, the person who said, my boy is Bayara, it's his field all along. And he himself, he claims it's his field all along, he never sold it. And he himself said, buy it for me. So that throws suspicion on his whole taina. Amalei Amina Isbin Dinoi. I said, what do I need to have a din Torah for? Is the dinoi, let me pay and not have a din Torah. He said, the Morikama, sell this karka to me. Yeah, sell this karka to me. Okay, I said it wrong. Okay, that's why nobody had the answer. All right, I was saying I want to buy the field. The Mari Kamo, who claims that the field is his, said, I want to buy the field from you, from the Murzit. So Amarava Avinish Vizabindime. The Rishbam here brings a machlaikis. It seems the Lashon is very unclear on Ovid Inish to Zavid Dine. His first pshat is he's an Adam Tam. He's a calm, if you touch Adam Tam, he's a pushover, or he's a calm person. Such a person doesn't want to get involved in Dine Tairis. He'd rather pay rather than get involved in the Dine Tairis. He's going to lose the field or go to Dine Tairis. But if he could pay a few dollars and lose it, the money is not so important to him as is the field. Then he says to Rashbam, if he says Adam Tam does it, he brings Rabbeinu Chananel, who seems to say the same thing, except he doesn't mention Adam Tam. So I wasn't sure what they're arguing about. It seems they're arguing that the first Lashon holds only in Adam Tam could is Zav and Dina. Rabbeinu Chananel holds anybody is Zav and Dina. Is that the way he understood the two Rishonim? I wasn't sure. It's funny because it comes out in the Din Torah, Bezdin has to decide, is this man or Adam Tam? Is he a calm person? Is he a person that goes to court all the time? You know, it depends who's in the Din Torah. That's what it sounds like. If Donald Trump was saying, I want him to be Zav and Dine, so I don't think anybody would believe him. Right? What? That's the problem. Then it's a Sata Baruch Lashirin. I don't know. You're right. I would rather just say Shulchan Aruch just says Zavanish to Zavadine. But how do you understand the first Lashon? The Rishbam seems to say there's some sort of machlokes between Rav Chananel and his first Lashon. First he says Adam Tam, in Ritzel Skaitit. He doesn't like to get into fights. And then he says Pirush Rav Chananel, Liknas Hamariva is Kalei Ma'afi Shishali. Anyway, isn't it the same? I don't know. I read it a couple of times. I didn't. The arguing in Taich, look nice, Marie Vice. I buy the fighting, and the first Lush, and it's Clar, that's how he touches it. In the first Lashon, he's saying, Haitzi Maisav Lital Eshaloi, meaning Zavindine, he buys what's rightfully his. That he's teaching Zavindine. So the Adam Tam is just Agav, it's just a marshal. Maybe, that's what he means. Zavindine. Okay. Could be. He's talking about Mastavi, you have to prove you're an Adam Tam. The Rush has a whole different version of the story. The Papulei Charifta says there's no machlaikis here, just he has a different version of the story. He says that it's not the Marzik, it's not the Marikama, rather, who said, I want to buy it. Rather, it's the Marzik. Now, he has to change the story. Because the Marzik is losing the Din Torah. So who cares if he said Zavendina? Right, the Marikama is going to win this Din Torah. Marikama says, if you play the Gazlanu, you can't prove it. The Marikama is going to win. So if he wins, what's the difference if the Mara said bye? So the Rush changes the story slightly. He's Gairis that they were Eidim that the Meicha was Darbe Chadyayim. There were witnesses that Shimon, the middle person, was Darbe Chadyayim. Which means now that the Mazik is going to win. You have a Mazik who's there for 3 years, and the person who sold it to him was De Chadyayim. So he's going to win against the Marikama. So the Marikama tells the Mazik, but you offered to buy it from me. So we see that that's not yours. Mazik says, yeah, I offered to buy it for you because I said, why should I go to the entire? Let me just buy it for you. Avin Inish to Zav and Dina. This is the way the Rosh's Girsa is, that the Mazik is the one that's Zav and Dina. And it's, I think the Rosh is a bigger Chiddush than the Rashbam. because here it's a person who has all the rayas in Beis Din. He has all the rayas. He's going to win with Shal Shanim and Sadi, Darbe Chadyayma, and still he's Oven Dine. He still has nervousness that maybe he'll win somehow. Alright, so Rosh says that. I mean, that he's still nervous that he may not win. You never know, you go to the Torah, anything can happen. So, Akoponim, these are two cases. So, Zav and Dine is both ways. If the Marikam is going to win and he offered to buy, we say Avinish the Zav and Dine. And if the Mazik is going to win, we say Avinish the Zav and Dine. It goes both ways. If they already bought it from the Lekech Rishon, now he hears that the Marikam is coming with Tvias. He says, you know what, I'll give you some money. Well, the only thing I'm not sure of in this Gemara is that the Rishpam said that he's willing to buy it but dummy muwatim for a small amount of money and not go to the entire. So I don't know, is that Lashon Dafka or Lav Dafka? He's paying full price. You also say Avinish Bezam Dine. So I don't know. In Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say Davin Muwatim. Rishpam says, "Dama muatim, I'll spend a small amount of money, not to have to go to the Torah." Does he mean, should we make a deal that if he's offering full price, then we don't say it? I don't know. I'm not sure if that's a correct deal to make it, Rishpam. What? Well, so it could be. He means, for a small amount of money, I don't want to go to the Torah, but it could be it's full price. But then what's he saying, "Dama muatim" for it? Dummy, whatever it is, it's more than it's a room, it's different, it's a big field, it's expensive field.
Someone has to take out his whole life savings to get away from the
entire. So it's like autumn time, then you already have to shut up each case and start the reckless year. Maybe yes. Maybe if I could prove that you're the type of person that's not driving DNA, or that this is so much money nobody would do it, maybe I'd money in time. All right, the fifth case, the last case of Rava, who the Amalei lechavrei, my boys vayara, Amalei meplina beplanya zavina v'achalte shnei chazok. I bought it from Pliny. V'achalte shnei chazok. Amalei v'nikit neshnara v'zavna v'lei harvishni. You bought it. Now here's different. Here's not the Marikama. There are two lekachs fighting over it. One bought it 4 years ago. So you say you were here 3 years. I was here 4 years ago. You think I'm only here 3 years? I mean, I'm here many years. I'm a Rava of an Inish, the Karel Shnei Tuva Shnei Chazak. In this case, it's a Chayra Pashit. A person says, I have Shnei Achalte Shnei Chazaka. It's Pashit that here doesn't dafka mean 3 years. The Rajba brings some Rishayim that the Gemara means even if you said the number 3, you said I ate it 3 years, you say I ate it 3 years, Rav is saying of an inish the karo l'shnei tu v'shnei chazaka. If you say I was here for 3 years and now the other person says I bought it 4 years ago, even then I could say that when I said 3 years it's really many, much more than 3 years. When I said I was here 3 years, because I know that 3 years is a chazaka. So that's how people talk. I was here 3 years. I'm really here 7 years. But the 7 years don't matter. The negeya ad din Torah is that I was here 3 years. So the Rajma brings a machlokes rishayim. If some rishayim will hold that the chalkesh the chazaka is even if you said the number, you said 3 years. And it means chalkin. He says that also. Well, no. If you said the number 3, then it's dafka. A number is dafka. And I believe the Shulchan Aruch brings both shittas. If you say the number 3, whether that's a normal thing for a person to say, even if it's not. So again, we have here a din Torah between two people. They both, assume they're both telling the truth. One person, there was a Marikama. The Marikama was the cook in this case. Marikama sold the field 2 times. He sold it once to one person, once to another person. Which is the one that's chal? One that was the first sale is chal, the second sale is not chal. the mochzik is believed to say, I bought it before you bought it. So if the ma'ara says I bought it 4 years ago, the mochzik says I bought it 5 years ago, the chayyim should win. Says the gemara, no. Hani mili doch la sheva. The chakadim chazaka dahai lishtara dahach. Who's high and who's hach? How come? Hani mili doch la sheva. He ate it for 7 years. The kadim chazaka dahai, the chazak of the 7 year man, was before shtara dahach. The star of the 4 year man, the person who bought it 4 years ago. Avoshis in Lacham Chagadai Lamizu. But if he bought it, says he bought it 6 years ago, and this person bought it 4 years ago, so if he says 6 years and he says 4 years, so who wins? Who wins? The 4 year person wins. He has a shtar, he bought it 4 years ago. The other person has no shtar. Anytime a person has gimel shana, it means it's mach, 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 shtar. So the 4 year person wins, even though he was here now for 6 years.
He's losing,
but he has 3 years. He was here the last 3 years. He doesn't have 3 years before the other person bought it without a mechal. He has 3 years afterwards. He did, because he bought it 6 years ago. The mechal was 4 years ago. And now 4 years passed without a new mechal. He has a chazaka now these last 3 years, so believe him that he bought it 6 years ago. Believe him, he bought it 6 years ago because he has a chazaka now, 3 years. Chazak sheyesh matayna. Chazak sheyesh matayna. Why does he need migul for? The chayre doesn't need a migul. He has a chazaka, 3 years. Is a tine I bought it 6 years ago. No, not might I didn't buy it. I bought it 6 years ago from Fine. 4 years ago he made a machah. It's true. So 4 years ago I was Zohar Bishtare. But now 3 more years passed, so now I'm not Zohar Bishtare. That's the rule by machah. You have to make a new machah every 3 years.
Who has to make a machah? Marakama. Now it's a new Marakama. The second Bishtare was happening, I heard about the
Shtar,
the Marakama
switched. No, the Marakama doesn't switch. It's Hevea switches. The one who claims to be Marakama switches. But I was Zohar Bishtare for 3 years. If you had come to me at that 4 years ago when he sold it to you, if you would have come to me, I would have showed you my 6 year ago Shtar. I would have showed you my Shtar from 6 years ago, and that would have done it. Right? You only mechuyev to hold, if someone makes a mecha, he has to make a mecha every 3 years. If you're in a different country and someone's in your house, you make a mechah 3 years, 3 years, 3 years, even 100 years, you have to make every 3 years a new mechah. Now, here, kadim ein mechah gedai lemizu. Zok the Gemara, that if I claim I bought it 6 years ago, and you bought it 4 years ago, so we say that buying it 4 years ago, the Marikama was making a mecha. Then I was there 6 years ago, he's claiming I'm a ganav. I had no right to be there. And he wasn't shy 6 to 3 years. Because 2 years later, he went and he sold it. Since he went and he sold it, so that's a mecha. So I'll say, it is a mecha. But I had 4 years afterwards. I was Zohar Bishtari. You made a mecha. The whole person of mecha is that I should be Zohar Mashtar. I was talking Zohar Mashtar for 3 more years. But now, I don't have to be Zohar Bishtari anymore. There was no second Mechah. I'm sitting here. It's kind of strange that this new person didn't make a Mechah. And I should win. The place is, you should have a Migu, Mechah without a Migu. If you have a Chazak and a Taina, you don't need a Migu. What? If it's not... My time is on the original owner.
We're about the Antana, we're only connected to Marikama.
Right.
I'm hoping that I get it, that I'm the Marikama.
You're not the Marikama. I bought it 6 years ago.
Prove
I didn't buy it 6 years ago. I have a Chazaka and a Taina.
So
I have it.
My Chazaka.
Max, I'm claiming you never owned it. You have no proof you owned it. The Shtar only proves that he sold it to you 4 years ago. I'm claiming he's not the owner.
Your Chazaka only starts on the day after the Shtar began.
But so what? I have a good time then. What's the reason of my Chazaka? Lamaisa, my Chazaka is an excuse why I lost my Shtar. Why do I need a Chazaka? Achi Shtarcha. So. I can tell
you
anything I want. I can tell you I bought it 6 years ago. No, I'm never I bought it 6 years ago. Just, I have to say that the day after Yom HaKha, I still had my shtar. I didn't deserve a shtar. I said, if you had come to me then, I would have shown you my shtar, and it would have been fine. You didn't become Marikama. You only bought from him whatever he owned. When you bought from him, you owned what he owned. Now, he owned the tine of Marikama, which would have lost at that time, because I had my shtar. Now, I lost my shtar. You can't be better than him. If he had made a machah in year number two and then gone 4 years without a machah, he would lose. So you, by buying things, should also. Why is it any Matina? I'm telling you, I bought it 6 years ago.
The first time, the Marikama sold it after
4 years.
Now, once he sold it, saying it's not mine anymore,
it belongs
to the second person.
Marikama is claiming it belongs to the second person.
Right. So now the first one did the 6 years. His title is not against the he's saying that he bought from Marikama, but it's not more than Marikama, it belongs to the person who did 4 years.
No, he says I bought it from Marikama when it belonged to him. I bought it 6 years ago, that's my title. And when he went to you 4 years ago, he was a crook. He went to you a beginner. Aye, that's a machah. It's true. But a man makes a machah, it doesn't mean it's his field. If I'm in a field, and someone makes a machah, it's not automatically his. We have to go to the entire, and I'll show my shtar, and it'll be mine. Machah itself doesn't win. Machah itself only makes that I have to be zarbi shtar. I saw in the Lechem Mishnah, he says the mefarshim is the kasha. So for tomorrow, we'll try to find which mefarshim is the kasha. Also, you should see for tomorrow. The Lechem Mishnah is here if an art Tezvav Zayin. Before you see the Lechem Mishnah, you should see the Rush. The Rush who also says that this Gemara is Dafka, it was a Mechira B'Shtar. And not if it was a Mechira B'Lishtar. The Rush of Gemara, Shtarcha, Shtara Dahach, he says it's Dafka. The question is why? What's in the Eshtar, Mishta Shtar? You have to sell things with Shtaras. So Mr. Shem, we'll do that tomorrow. I hope tomorrow to start the next Gemara as well.